Psalm 89, I will sing of the Lord's great love forever. With my mouth I will make your faithfulness known through all generations. I will declare that your love stands firm forever, and that you have established your faithfulness in heaven itself. You said, I have made a covenant with my chosen one. I have sworn to David my servant, I will establish your line forever and make your throne firm throughout all generations. You begin with a song and you end with a song. There they are sitting, they're there standing and singing and dancing, and that music is playing, and we end yet again with them beginning with music. And in between, those characters get so lost. They have a great story that they want to portray, and it's a story of love and a story of grace, and yet it becomes all about the characters and all about the performance and all about the things, again, that we get lost in, and the music stops playing. You see, it says here in Psalms that his love endures forever, and that our mouths will indeed proclaim that faithfulness to all generation, that we will sing of that goodness forever and ever. It's a story that we so often get lost in. Daryl Dorr. Anybody know the name? Daryl Dorr. No one. I'll give you another hint. 1975. Daryl Dorr, 1975. Nobody. I'll give you another hint. Gulf of Mexico. Daryl Dorr, 1975. Gulf of Mexico. You don't know the story? The story goes like this. Daryl Dorr was a oil rig worker in the Gulf of Mexico. And one night as he was on duty, he suddenly felt his oil rig shake and shudder. And slowly but surely, it began to tilt. And on top of that, it eventually gave way and collapsed and plunged into the ocean, into the Gulf of Mexico. He was inside of the rig, inside of a room, and as that rig began to sink and plummet, he found himself thinking, I'm gonna die. And as he swam around trying to figure a way out or what to do, he noticed that the room, the enclosure that he was in, was gathering air. And he swam to the highest corner and found this air pocket where he could breathe. And as the oil rig began to fall further, the electricity stopped, everything ceased, all the noise, and he found himself in complete darkness. Alone, breathing this pocket of air. I don't know about you, but the panic would set in quickly for me. And he suddenly found himself saying, well, what am I going to do? How is this going to end? This isn't going to end good. And he began to pray. And by his own account, he said, I began to pray, and suddenly I felt the presence of someone else in that space. I found myself actually searching around with my hands, trying to reach out, calling out to them, who are you, where are you, until I realized it was Jesus. He really hadn't been someone who was a man of faith. It was around him and in him his whole life, but he said, then and there, he and Jesus connected. And in the midst of the panic and in the midst of the knowledge that he was dying, he and Jesus connected. And he said, I experienced the presence and the love of Christ in a way that I have never done before. Now the amazing thing to me, he and Jesus hung out there for 22 hours. And the way he describes it is suddenly, in the midst of knowing that the oxygen was running out, in the midst of him beginning to lose his mind because there wasn't enough oxygen, in the midst of saying, hey, Jesus, you're going to take me home, he looked down and he said, I thought I saw a little light. And then I thought maybe there was something else moving. And the light suddenly began to grow and get bigger and brighter and bigger and brighter until suddenly a rescue diver came into that space and rescued him and took him home. I can't believe you haven't heard that story. I mean, that's an amazing story. One that I think to myself, how could you ever do it? 22 hours in water, in pitch dark, slowly breathing your last breath. I would have been crazy. And yet he says he and Jesus made it together. And you haven't heard about it. Why haven't you, I wonder? And then I started thinking about another thing. So here's another name for you. The Edmund Fitzgerald. Anybody know the Edmund Fitzgerald? Huh. Well, that's just a dumb old ship. Why in the world would you know that and you wouldn't know Darrell? Well, let me think now. Anybody know? Let's see, the story of the Edmund Fitzgerald, first of all, it was what? What is it? A ship, an ore ship. And what happened to it? Sank. Do you remember where it sank? Do you know when it sank? You guys are good, all right? Why do you know all that? Say it louder, dear. The wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. A song. When you think about your life on this earth, and when you think about some of the tragedies and some of the bigger moments of our history here, we remember things because of song. We put things into song. Many of us, all right, we sing the, what do we sing before a football game and a baseball game? Well, why in the world would we do that? It's a piece of our history. It's the story of our country. We remember these things because we've put them into song and they remain on our mouth. And when you think about the story of Darrell and that oil rig, it's a lot like Christianity. That our world is so often teetering back and forth. For some people, our world and our lives have splashed into this abyss of water. For some people, they've fallen into this darkness and they can't see where they're going. For some people, they're wondering if they're breathing their last breath. And yet at Christmas, we remember a little light that began to shine, to break forth in that darkness that all of a sudden brings the possibility of hope. And that as that light grew and grew and grew, and as this child was revealed, suddenly we are saved if we embrace that light. I will sing of his mercies forever. My mouth will testify to his faithfulness forever. we need to watch our mouths during Christmas. We need to watch our mouths year-round and ask the question, are we singing the song of love? Are we singing the song of Christmas? Are we singing the song of that light breaking forth into our world? Are we making a top 10 hit where people can't help but sing along? Where they can remember the facts of a ore ship? Of a disaster that took place? The birth of a country? You have one of those songs in your mind where it tells that story. Do people hear the story of Christ come out of our mouths? Day in and day out. Again, the way that we do business, the way that we raise our kids, the way that we live in our neighborhoods. Are we the light that breaks forth when people are drowning in the world today? When they're lost in that abyss, when they're stuck in that darkness, are we swimming as that rescue diver coming to their aid with the best song and the best message of love that there is? That we would sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. People say this about Luther. Martin Luther. He is the father of what? What? Very good. The father of the Reformation. He's the one who changed the church forever. And yet people in Germany will say this about him. He did more to change the church and foster the Reformation by writing music than he ever did with the 95 Theses. He gave Germany a song in their heart of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He taught people how to sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Again, it doesn't stop there. It says, with my mouth I will make known his faithfulness. Again, when you live your life, are we making the faithfulness of Christ clear to the world around us? Is it coming out of you as a beautiful song and message? Or is it something that's stuck inside? Does that light come forth from within you? There's another name for you this morning. Susan Boyle. What? Singer. Just your average kind of singer? Pretty amazing singer, right? Do you know her story? She was on, what is it? Come on. Yeah. In Britain. And she was, I'm going to say, a bag lady. And everybody looked as she walked on the stage and they laughed. And they thought, who is this lowlife? Who is this loser? Who is this person who has nothing? And then she began to sing. And a beautiful thing came from within her. And people were changed. How about us? Our world is filled with people who are searching, people who are wondering. And when they look at us, do they hear the beautiful song of love and of grace? Do they see the light coming out? Or do they get fixated on that, again, outward appearance that so often we get sucked into what the world tells us is right? That we would sing. That we would proclaim that faithfulness. And here's the piece for me that is so important today. To all generations. To all generations. For some of us, we were raised on hymns. And all we knew were the hymn books. And for some of us, we were in that transitional generation where we weren't real happy with, you know, the hymns, but there were no other choices. And then for some of us here, we're used to the more the praise music and whatever you know some people call that. And nowadays it's gone a step further, and it's kind of rock and roll music, and you go to some churches and wow, it's like a concert. I mean, it's over the top, you know. We can get caught up in the ugliness of all that. If you want to, we can do that. We can stand here today and I can talk to you about hymns and praise music, and you can all make your opinions well known. We can raise our hands and we can yell and scream about it. We can fight about it. We can stomp our feet about it. All I care about is the message. Because I know in my heart that the music from the 1800s is not reaching the 14-year-old, the 15-year-old. They're listening to the music over here. So what do I care? As long as the song is about the light. As long as the message is about the love. As long as it proclaims God's love, proclaims God's faithfulness, proclaims the fact that God is there forever and ever to all generations, how do we let the light shine? How do we put the song on the mouth of our children, of our children's children? How is it that our great-grandchildren will know that in the midst of the darkness, there is a light and there is a rescue coming, and it's the same as it has been Christ our Lord? You see, we need to sing the song from generation to generation to generation. It may not sound the same. It may not have the same tempo. It might not have the same instruments. But the song is the same. And that is the love of Christ. In the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the abyss, that a light shine over Bethlehem. That a child was born. That a prophecy was fulfilled. And that a hope and a love that this world does not understand still was birthed that day. And hope rang out from sea to sea. So watch your mouth. The rest of today, watch your mouth. Try to do it all week long. Watch your mouth. And see what exactly is coming out of it. Is it the story of that light? Is it the hope of that light? Is it the love of God forever and ever from all to all generations? Is that what's coming out? Is it that love? Or is it something else?